Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic, where we get to know the people behind the creative industries. We are your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians.
And I'm musician, filmmaker Marcy Novelli. If you'd like to be a part of my brand new solo album, please visit marcynovelli.com/pledge.
This week, we're welcoming Nashville-based singer-songwriter Gabe Dixon to the show. Gabe's music's featured in movies and TV shows. His track Find My Way is the opening track in the 2009 movie The Proposal, and All Will Be Well was featured in Parks and Recreation. He's also performed live on the Jimmy Kimmel and Craig Ferguson shows.
Over the past few years, Gabe has changed almost everything about his career. Following the release of 2011's One Spark, he has focused on starting from scratch, making the transition from major to indie artist by leaving his longtime label and management group to do things his way. With his latest album, Turns to Gold, out now, we're looking forward to hearing more about the record, talking with Gabe about the transition from major to indie, and the advice he'd offer to his fellow musicians. Hey Gabe, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
We're doing pretty well. Yeah, well, that's, well, the,
yeah.
That's the word.
Doing so, well, at least proper. one of us like to use proper grammar. The other one's from Scotland.
Okay.
Ooh, not gonna burn wait. So early.
And the other one's British. Technically British. Oh, geez. All right, Gabe, let's get things started right away and have you tell us three things about yourself that everyone should know.
Everyone should know. I'm just deeply connected to music since I was a kid. It's kind of how... part of how I relate to the world. I'm not a super extroverted person. I'm really more about the music, and I communicate better through music than through conversation, but I'm going to do the best I can today. And I'm kind of a family man. I have a wife and a child at home, so I love to spend time at home whenever I can, which sometimes is not that often because I go on tour a fair amount, but also... I'm pretty laid back, and I'm a vegetarian, and I've been vegetarian my whole life since I was born.
Is there anything else for us to have in common? I'm vegan, have a wife and two little boys. And what was the first thing you said? Anyways. Oh, you live and breathe music. Yeah, of course.
Yes, that's right.
Well, we're right on the same page, yeah. Man. This is awesome. How old's your little one?
He's six.
Oh, yeah. Six. How's that going?
It's great. He's in kindergarten and he loves it. So
I've got that to look forward to.
Yeah, how old is yours?
I've got a 3.5-year-old and a 1-year-old. So they're still in the 3.5-year-old's in the driving me nuts stage, you know?
Yeah. But he's just out of the trying to kill himself all the time phase.
Kind of. Now he's just jumping off everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun though. It's great, and it is difficult to maintain a music career while also trying to be a great husband and most importantly a great father, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, it's not easy even when you're in town all the time. So me being gone definitely adds an extra challenge, but I'm up for it. I love it. So
that's right.
Yeah. So you've had both the major label and more recently the independent experience. I think there are pros and cons to both. So at this moment in time, what would you say you prefer?
Independent at this point. It's new to me. It's novel. There were great things about being on a label. You had more, more kind of upfront resources, and you had a lot of people looking for you, but I don't know. I felt like I was too much at the whims of the personnel changes at the label, like people getting fired, coming in. I wasn't ever sure if the person who really loved my music was going to be at the label in a few months' time. So, you know, and I kind of got burned a few times by a couple of different labels in that regard. But I don't know. I just love the idea of, first of all, owning a recording. You know, before this independent record, I never owned more than like 10% of any recording ever made. So it's nice to.
And that's actually a better deal than most.
Yeah,
10%
yeah.
Is actually a better, higher percentage than most artists get.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a trade-off. I mean, I don't know that I would have done that well as an independent artist just starting out, because I didn't have any. You know, you really do still have to have a good team, like a good management team and a good booking agent and all that. You know, like when I first started out, it was nice to have a record deal, nice to go and you know, have people kind of helping guide it and be sort of the, you know, more in control, I guess, creatively. But after a while, I just realized that wasn't for me, you know, started to kind of learn a little more what I wanted and what kind of music I wanted to put out there, you know. So,
well, how do you feel being on a major label kind of helped prepare you to become an independent artist?
Well, you know, I think it, my whole evolution as an artist has been this journey of realizing that I need to trust my own instincts and my intuition about things. You know, if something doesn't quite feel right, you know, maybe don't do that. You know, if you're going to go into, if you're thinking about a manager or thinking about a record label and there's something that's a little sleazy or a little like you can't quite figure it out, but something doesn't feel right, maybe try something else, you know? And I think being on a label, here's the problem that I've had with labels and that probably a lot of people have with them is, you're only a priority for them as long as they see fit for you to be, you know. It's not guaranteed that, you know, 6 months after your record comes out, for example, that they're still going to keep like pushing the record and trying to put it over the top, you know. So, and I don't know, I'd rather kind of, I love the crowdfunding model because I can just appeal directly to my fans and say, look, I want to make an album. I have a whole bunch of songs and will you help me do that? And they do. And it's almost like you still need the functions of a record label, but it's nice to cut out the middleman and like the people saying, well, we need to market you like to this and we need you to, we don't want this song on the album and we want, you know, it just feels a little more natural and like healthy for me as an artist to make more the creative decisions. I think that answers your question. I hope.
Yeah, you know, I love that you said trusting your instinct because, you know, without getting into too much detail, I've personally had experiences where, you know, I didn't trust that instinct and every single time you regret it. You know, there's just something in your gut that if when you follow it, you know, and because sometimes this gets in the way. You know, you rationalize and think, ah, you know, why am I feeling weird about this? You know, this person's really, what's what I'm looking for? It's a very important person in the industry. You know, I've got to do this or that with them, you know, but that might be right for 100 other people. But if something's not clicking here, you know, it's just not the right fit. And it's like, whether it's psychological or even a spiritual element to it, you know, who knows? I think it's important we listen to that, you know, and it sucks when you know that too, but you still ignore it for whatever reason. You go back, I'm like, why did I ignore that? You know? So I'm really glad to hear you say that. You know, I'm really glad to hear you say that.
Cool. Yeah. It's the head kind of like taking over for the gut and the heart, you know, it's like, wow, everything, you know, my head's telling me this is the right thing. Like this management company or this label deal, like this is the big time, right? They're going to make everything happen for me. But, you know, and the other thing is at the end of the day, I mean, it's on me. Like I remember when I was still probably 20, I was in college and I'm kind of a little bit of a space cadet, in some ways. I'm sort of like spacey. I'm always thinking more about music than a lot of other things. And I remember my mom saying, I was still like living at their place. And she was like, you know, you're the you're the president of your corporation. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know. But it took me a long time to like realize that's like, if I'm not like the engine and like making it happen, and driven to do what I do, nobody else is going to do it for me. You know, they can help, but they're not going to like make it happen. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, no one cares as much about your career as you do. No one, you know, people may really love what you do and they are behind you, but no one's as invested as you are in your own success. So I think you do have to take control. I guess even if you're on a label, you still want to be in the driving seat. They should be, you know, working with you to help you achieve, and you don't want to be their pawn, I guess, you know.
They should. Right.
They should. Right. I know they don't. I wanted to quickly jump back to the gut thing, because I heard a really interesting, I can't say it's a fact for sure because I don't know if it's a fact, but I heard that there's something like 10,000 brain cells in your gut, which is more than like one part of your brain or something. And apparently that's one of the reasons why you should trust your gut, because it's thinking as well.
I challenge our audience to look this up and let us know if Ross is onto something genius here or if he's not.
It's not my theory. It's not my theory. I did hear this.
That does sound familiar.
I heard it somewhere, but you know, you know what I'm like. Sometimes I have dreams
posted on Facebook. You know, like it's always
April Fool's Day. You know, who knows?
Well, I tell you, I would not be surprised, because I mean, there's so much that we're doing that we aren't controlling with just our thoughts, you know. Like if I lift my arm up and put it down, like I'm not telling every single muscle and tendon to move. It's like we just do things and know things naturally in the world. And so I think there is a kind of intelligence that maybe we're not as tapped into as we should be. And maybe
I just looked it up.
The gut brain.
It's true.
It's true.
Your gut and even your heart.
Even your heart too.
Heart and gut, isn't that interesting?
I'm definitely going to start thinking more with my heart and my gut. My brain's pretty useless most of the time.
Interesting.
So. I'm just gonna use those parts.
I would agree with you. Finally, I agree with you.
I know, it makes a change. Wow.
That's food for thought.
Oh, it is food for thought. And you know, I think I need to just feed my my gut brain cells even more. So yeah, I like that. So Gabe, we touched a little bit on this at the start, about being a family man, and we're always quite curious, you know, obviously Marcio has kids as well, so we're curious about how artists with families balance their personal life with their music. Do you have any advice or any tips for artists who may be struggling with this? Maybe they're, you know, worried about going on tour or not sure how they're going to find that balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you're on tour, I would say every day you got to talk to your significant other, your if you have kids, to your kids, because it's like if you're gone and you let one day go by, then there's no relationship, you know. Like you can, it's just in your head, you know. So if you want to keep the relationship healthy, you have to keep like nurturing it and staying in contact, even when, you know, even when you don't necessarily aren't feeling like talking, it's just better to keep that connection going. Yeah, that's the main thing from my perspective. I mean, and you have to, when you're home, you have to make time for it, even when there's a part of you that just feels like you need to work all the time, you know, and this is true of anybody, whether they're in music or not. And if you kind of are self-employed, like a lot of musicians are, you just have to make your own, you have to create the space for being with your family. Like make it, you know, I had a friend who was super busy and he just made sure that he had dinner with his family every night, even if it meant going home, having the dinner and then going back to work, you know, just to keep that connection. Because if it's important to you to stay married, to stay, you know, in relationship with your family, you have to put the work in. So.
Kids need structure and they need consistency more than anything, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, even like you said, that's like me, like dinner time is dinner time, you know, no matter what, when possible, you know, we
even
all
if
sit
Ross
down
is calling, Marcio, I need even you. Like, no, no. Now is time with my kids. You
put you on the tablet. You can lost. Have dinner with us. Yeah.
Well, that's probably happened right. Actually. Yeah, that probably has happened. So your new record came out. I'm really excited because Gabe and I worked on Gabe's new website and I previewed some of the artwork. I think I'd maybe heard one of the tracks while we were building the set. I can't quite remember, but it's nice now to sort of see the album is now out. Yeah. And it's sounding great. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the new record and why everyone should check it out?
Well, I recorded it last year in Nashville at a studio called The Smokestack with a producer named Paul Moak. And I called in some of my favorite musicians who I've played with over the years. John O'Ricks, who's a drummer who was in my band for a long time. We were college roommates. He now plays mostly with the Wood Brothers, but he came back and played on this whole album. Victor Krause played on the album, bass on the album. A guy named Chris Donegan played guitar. And a bunch of other really special guests. And I've always, as a musician, I've always loved the way musicians play together. And so I decided I would kind of just get all these guys together. And on the very first day of recording, that's when I started playing them the song. So we didn't have any rehearsals beforehand or anything because, you know, when musicians are that good, they can just hear the song and play it. And it keeps the freshness, you know, that I feel like after a couple of days of playing a song, sometimes the freshness can go away. So I would literally play them a song and we would write out a chart and then go in and record it. And that's how the whole album went for about 5 days. In those 5 days we got the basic tracks done. And then, Paul Moak and I finished up the vocals over the next few weeks. And we had a couple special guests come in. Natalie Press came in and sang a guest vocal, which was nice that we got her because she was on tour with Ryan Adams opening for him. And it took us a while to like coordinate the schedule. So we ended up waiting until they came through Nashville to play the Ryman Auditorium. And she was able to drop by the studio with her little dog and sing the part. So anyway, it was cool. You know, when I did it through Pledge Music, so I got to kind of keep the fans involved with little videos as I went along of, here we are recording vocals. Here we are listening to this thing we just recorded. And that was kind of fun. And I think people enjoyed it. You know, I think that because I'm, like I said, I'm really kind of more of an introverted person. I just like to play the music and like make the best album I can. And it doesn't come naturally to me to let folks into the process. So I think it was good for me to do that, you know.
I couldn't relate to you anymore. I'm doing a Pledge Music thing right now too. And believe it or not, I'm similar to you in the sense that when I'm working, I kind of just want to be in that world. You know what I mean? Just want to. So you kind of have to step out of that a little bit to share it with people, which is amazing. You want to share it. Not that you don't want to share it at all. It's just that you also don't want to be taken away from what you're so focused on, you know? So it takes a lot of, but it's a payoff. It's a payoff for sure to share that process with people. And it's exciting.
Yeah, it's funny how there are people who just do that naturally. Like they'll, you know, I was on a trip with some people, and this one gal was just like, everything we did, she was Instagramming it and like taking a picture and like doing a video. And I'm like, wow, that's, I mean, I guess maybe the more you do it, the more natural it becomes. But I don't know. I'm still working.
I think there needs to be a balance. I guess just for me, I know Russ, we've talked about this before. I think there needs to be a balance though. You can share a lot, but I think you still need to have boundaries, whatever that means to you. You still have to have boundaries of what you're not going to share, you know, just so you still have somewhat of a personal life. Cause that's so important, you know, where some people, I guess that, cause I think there's a fine line in sharing and then exploitation, you know what I mean? So it's like, again, and that different definitions to each person, I think. You know, I have a line where what's exploitation, you know, versus what's just sharing music and life with people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I always worry that people are, you know, I'm just going to put too much out there and people will be like, oh, him again. God, I'm not going to watch that.
unless it's like all over the news 24/7, like Justin Bieber, and some people are still not sick of him. I think we're okay.
That's a good point.
We're okay.
That's a really good point.
I got a good question for you though, Gabe, something I'm actually really interested in knowing. If you could have known just one thing when you first started your career in the music industry that you know now, what would it be?
Oh, I think I'd probably go to what I said before, which is kind of to trust my intuition on things. That's really the main thing I would say, is just kind of trust your intuition. And also, I mean, people ask me a lot what like if they're a young artist, like what they should do. And I feel like you should just play as much as you can and create as much as you can and persevere. And these are things that I kind of did. So I can't say, well, I wish I'd done that. But you know, that's one thing that I think is really important. I mean, when you're just starting out and really trying to establish yourself as an artist, like you can't really play too much, you know? I mean, because every time you play, you're getting better. And, you know, I really think there's something to be said for Malcolm Gladwell's theory on the 10,000 hours making you become sort of a master at something. And so you just got to go out. I don't even know how many gigs I played where I probably sounded bad, you know, I mean, as good as I could, but you just kind of like refine your thing. When it comes to live, for me, for example, it was just being on stage and like connecting with the audience. That took me a long time to sort of get a natural feel for, to the point where now I go up on stage and it's like, some people feel like I'm a different, like I'm almost like a different person on stage, because I'm sort of quiet and reserved when I'm not on stage, and then I go on stage and I'm talkative and like say things, you know, but it's just because I know what my role is up there. I know that I'm the guy that's supposed to like keep it somewhat interesting, you know? And those are the kind of things that I just learned from doing it over and over and over. And so, I would encourage younger artists to do that. But mostly trust your feelings. That's a big one, and it's hard to do sometimes, you know, when people are like, this person is a big wig, they're gonna like make it happen for you, you know.
Yeah,
so anyway, we had that conversation,
but you have to live with your choices. You need to live with your choices. They don't need to live with your choices, you know, anyone else that tells you that. And speaking about trusting your gut feeling, I want to know your gut feeling for the next 20 questions. Are you ready to do this?
Oh my god, okay, sure.
All right, here we go. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
We know the answer to this one already, but meat or veggies?
Veggies.
Yeah! I did one of those like vegan things. Like, yeah! So geeky. Love it. TV or Netflix?
Netflix. We're total cord cutters over here. We don't even have a cable subscription.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Netflix all the way.
But it's all good.
And when you're watching your Netflix shows, are you on Twitter or Facebook?
I spend more time on Twitter lately. But
you're on Twitter, are you ever eating yogurt or are you doing yoga? Oh my God. We're really trying to shake these up, A-Ross.
Is this a serious? Is that a
these
serious
are all the,
choice?
These are actually the questions. Yeah, yeah. Yoga or yogurt?
Does it have to be one or the other? Yogurt or yoga? Oh man, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to say yogurt because I just haven't been doing yoga lately. I'd like to, but yogurt.
Batman or Superman?
Oh man, God, this is hard.
He's so mad. He's like, how dare you make
that? How do I decide? You know, I guess, you know, there's a case to be made for each one. Superman is like, that's my natural first choice, but Batman is like one of us, you know? He's not an alien, so it's easier to relate. Except for that, yeah. You know, I'm gonna go with my gut. I'm gonna go with my gut on this one and say Superman.
There we go. There we go. Nashville or Brooklyn?
Nashville. Although I did live in Brooklyn for a year and a half. I loved it. But Nashville's where I grew up. So
it's where
I live now.
Indie or major?
Indie.
Studio or stage?
I guess stage. Yeah.
It's so different, right? It's hard to...
It's so different. I spend more time...
performing.
I spend more time on stage lately, so I'm gonna say stage.
Canada or Scotland?
Oh. What are you doing this to me?
We went there.
Wow.
That question's been from the beginning, hasn't it, Ross? We've been asking that question from day one.
Yeah, Canada. I think so, yep.
I mean, I love Scotland. I've done some touring over there, Glasgow especially. I really
that's where Ross is. There you go.
Okay. Well, you know, but I've spent more time in Canada, and there, I think because I'm just the neighbor to the south, I think I'm going to have to go Canada. And I have so many friends in Canada. If you're making me choose, I have to say Canada. Yeah.
Vampires or zombies?
Vampires, no question.
Oh yeah.
South Park or Family Guy?
It used to be Family Guy. I think it's South Park now.
South Park's pretty awesome. Education or experience?
Education.
Style or substance?
Substance.
Michael Jackson or Michael Bolton? That's a serious question.
Michael Jackson. Oh yeah, no question about that one.
So Celine Dion or Marilyn Manson?
Oh man. God, that is not an... Can I say neither?
No. Wow.
Celine, which would I just... Oh man.
Go with the gut. Because
I don't want to say Celine because I'm not really a Celine Dion fan, but I'm probably more of a Celine Dion fan than a Marilyn Manson fan. Yeah. I have to tell you this. When I was I was in college, there was a tour. I saw the Rolling Stones, and the openers were... the first opener was the Dave Matthews Band, and the middle opener was Smashing Pumpkins. This was at the Orange Bowl in Miami.
Okay.
And Smashing Pumpkins brought Marilyn Manson on for a song. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
But that's... I can't really connect with Marilyn Manson as much as Celine Dion.
Sure.
Which really doesn't say anything for Marilyn Manson at all. Sorry.
Ricky Gervais or Ricky Martin?
Ricky Gervais.
Oh yeah.
Whale or kale?
Did you say whale or kale?
That is pretty much everyone's exact
response.
Because
of his strange accent.
Kale. I like kale. What can I say?
You're a vegetarian. I mean, I hope that you like kale. I mean, it's a staple. Bette Midler or the Riddler?
The Riddler, I guess. Well, I'll say Bette Midler because she's a musician and I'm a musician, I guess.
There you go. And the final question, which is the most important, because it will determine the future of our potential friendship and future relationship. Here we go.
Ross or Marcio?
Oh, come on, guys. Do you really do this?
We do this.
To everyone?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah,
that's just usually awful.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, only because I've known you longer, I'm going to say Ross. Yeah. That's the only reason.
You've known me longer and I'm more awesome. Or something.
And you designed my website, so you know that's
speaking, you know, of designing your website, it is gabedixon.com. Apparently a lot of people have been really liking how it turned out and have been requesting Ross to make a website similar to it, so that's great. Go to gabedixon.com, check that out. You're also on Twitter as Gabe Dixon Music, and your Instagram is Gabe Dixon. That's very easy. And your Facebook is Gabe Dixon Band. Everyone should go check that out.
Yes.
Am I right?
That's right. Yeah.
Cool. And as for me, I'm working on... Oh, what? Go ahead, Russ.
No, sorry. Go ahead. No, I actually just wanted to put in enthusiastic...
make me have to do more editing on this.
I just wanted to put in enthusiastic... Yeah! I don't know, you know why. I was going with my gut. That's all I can say.
That was a good one. That's important. It's important. Yeah, very important. Go with your gut brain.
Gut brain. That's the title of the episode right there.
Full circle gut brain. As for moi, I'd love for you to be a part of my brand new solo album by going to marcianovelli.com/pledge. You can also watch my award-winning documentary about the making of my last album for free at marcianovelli.com/walkingproof. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Spotify, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli.
And I'm working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work and my blog posts at electrickiwi.co.uk. You will find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi, and on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
This episode was brought to you by Chris Keaton. If you'd like some help navigating the music industry, go see him. Also, Buck Naked Soap Company. They make amazing vegan soap. I've personally used it, and they are awesome. And finally, Social Surge. They market your Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All links are in the show notes, so make sure to check them out.
And if you'd like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic.
This has been great, man. Really loved having you on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Good luck with the album, and good luck going independent, man. I wish you all the best. I think it's going to be great.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and everyone needs to check the album out because it's awesome.
Yeah, what you said.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.